gun and an early 80s classic, Blue Eyes. I cannot tell you how far back that takes me. And no, don't do the math. I already told you it was an early 80s classic, but lots of great memories. The folks from Sunlight Science and Technology are here. It's Kirsten and Nathan. How's your deck coming? Did you get it all set? You got all your lights out on your deck? Everything's good?
Yeah, I believe so.
We're making fun
of
your
shape.
Commercial. So tell me, you said that we had just finished the Law of Attraction portion of the 8 o'clock hour, and you said this is going to be health and wellness oriented. Tell me, how could LED lighting and customization impact our lives in a healthful fashion?
Well, it just got me thinking when I was at 1 Million Cups with Jill and Anthony talking about Symbiotic. And we actually, Nathan, is just finishing up installing our LED lights in the new Nuvant House project over on Wakarusa.
Oh, my friend Matt Stevenson works there.
Yes.
Great guy.
So we just kind of wanted to touch on how LEDs are, you know, impacting the healthcare community, and also just maybe put some good vibes out there. There are some stereotypes about LEDs and kind of the harm that they can do our eyes that have really been disproved, but haven't quite gone as viral as the rumors
there,
that
lights
they
off.
Hurt.
Problem solved.
And those would be fluorescent lights, which contain mercury.
That's correct.
So turning them off does not remove their harmful factors.
No, but you know what it does? When I have to be in a room full of fluorescent lights, I find that I get a headache. Mm-hmm. And it's been like that since I was a little kid. And most people have that. But if I go into a room and the tubes that are in those fixtures are LED, I don't have that headache. Why is that?
That has to
Dr.
do with and I am not a doctor.
Nor do you play one on TV.
And, yes, or the radio.
Or the radio.
But that has to do with the cycling rate of the light bulb and the way that fluorescents cycle versus LEDs and how your light how your retinas are processing that light intake. And also kind of one of the reasons we're a little bit disappointed to hear that the Lawrence School District is going with fluorescents.
Is that a final decision?
As far as we know, I guess it is a decision. Nobody's told us otherwise.
Is that something where the school board could get involved and override that decision? Because that's just ridiculous in terms of expense, in terms of health factor, in terms of disposables. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
I know we've been trying to work on getting in touch with the right people. I'm not sure how encompassing that final decision was.
I'll hook you up with my friend on the school board.
All right.
You were going to say, sir?
Well, I was just going to speak about the Nuvant House, I guess, and how we were doing our indirect lighting in that facility with the Nuvant House and Lynn Electric, and just how the quality of light that it brings to the people in that place that suffer from dementia, Alzheimer's.
Now, is this their new facility, or are they transforming an existing facility?
This is a new facility. They call it Nuvant 2, I guess, so it's located
okay.
right next to the
So facility. Brand new construction, which gives you the ability to design it and give them exactly what they need.
Yep. Yeah, so they came to us with the necessary foot candles that they need to have in that commercial setting, and we plugged all that information into our software to get them the light level that they want for that area, that living space that they're using the indirect lighting in. And it's super impressive right now. It's not 100% done, but even the carpenters say they feel like they could do surgery in the room at this moment in time. So,
and one other key point there, the reason that we actually got involved with the Nuvant House, like Nathan said, it is a facility for Alzheimer's and dementia. Indirect lighting helps with their wayfinding skills.
What does that mean, wayfinding skills?
Wayfinding means how a patient is actually able to navigate a facility, you know, a normal, well, healthy person still in the prime of their life is able to read signs. They're not distracted by doorways lining up. You know, you can navigate your way around a building if it's designed well. When you begin to lose some of your cognitive functions, that become a lot harder. And light and shadow, those differentiations, make that an even harder process. So by using indirect lighting in healthcare facilities, which is becoming a very, very basic trend, I would say, it eases that necessity, that hardship that these patients face. It's also found in PTSD patients, which linked the two.
Sure. It would lessen the anxiety if you find your way easily without having to put more effort than normal into finding your path wherever you're going. Then you will not have the anxiety, your blood pressure will go down, and it'll ease the transition.
Just a better quality of life for them living there without, you know, and having those blinding hot spots on the ceiling that maybe people will catch, you know, off the top of their eye when they're walking through a transitional place in the facility, you know. So it just makes it more comfortable for them, which is the whole purpose of the Newbont House, to give people a quality, you know, comfortable care for the end of their life.
So one of the things that you guys are doing now is you enable folks to actually get involved in the design process before they transform or before they build from scratch. How does that work? Does somebody just come in and say, this is what we want, or do you actually sit down with them and help them kind of figure it out?
I think the first step, yeah, is to just get an idea of what they are looking for, maybe show them some pictures or, you know, give them some clues and some different ideas so they can really kind of guide you along the way, and then you can kind of show them what we can do, you know, and this is what we would do if this is what your interest is in this particular style of lighting or another, and help them through that design process.
And that really allows us to match the lighting levels and color temperature and style characteristics not only to the architectural elements of the house, but also the individual client's lifestyle.
So how do they go about doing that? Do they come to the website first, or do they pick up the phone and make an appointment?
Yeah, they can definitely just get in contact with us, and we get together anywhere. We like to show them, you know, if it's a warehouse or a commercial facility, they can come to our place where we transitioned almost entirely to LED, or also, we have a show house that's done entirely in LED.
And where's the show house?
It's on the west side of town behind Free State High School.
Oh, we'll have to go see the show house. I haven't even seen the show house yet. I've seen the office, I've seen the warehouse. Now we need to see the show house.
Absolutely.
So what's the website, please?
It's www.sunlight, that's SUNLITEST.com.
And the phone number?
785-856-0219.
Okay, thank you guys for being here. It's Kirsten and Nathan from Sunlight Science and Technology from the Lawrence Weather Center, powered by Scott Temperature. Here's your forecast for Lawrence and Douglas County. 84 and sunny today, 59 for the low. Tomorrow, 86, partly cloudy skies, 69 for the low. And then Wednesday, the hottest day of the year so far, 88 for the high, under partly cloudy skies. And Sunlight's honor, here's Journey and Lights.